The sound of celebratory gunfire rings out in Tigray's capital, Mekelle, as captured government soldiers are corralled in trucks and paraded. Mekelle has been the epicentre of conflict between government forces and Tigrayan rebels for almost a year. Airstrikes have been raining down on the city for 4 days, and the government says it's aiming at military targets. Some local reports say it's also hitting civilian infrastructure.
For the good part of the year, we had no access to the Tigray region. We haven't had access for the many weeks since June. So again, it's allegations going back and forth between the Ethiopian side and the TPLF. But what we know for certain is that millions of Ethiopians have become displaced. There are conditions of famine.
The latest airstrikes have forced the UN to abort a humanitarian flight from landing.
I think this illustrates just one more example of the direct impact of conflict on our humanitarian operations, plain and simple. Right now, our flights are suspended, the lack of access for fuel trucks, for cash, all the basic necessities that fuel our humanitarian operations so we can help the millions of people in Tigray.
Doctors at Mekelle's Ada Referral Hospital are seeing firsthand the effects of a severe shortage of food and fuel. Worried parents sit by the beds of their children.
The doctors tell me she's malnourished. My daughter is sick and I'm terrified for her.
The UN says acute malnourishment among children has surged in the Tigray province. It says the conflict-ravaged region has descended into the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade.
He's wounded because of war and suffering from lack of food.
And there's no clear end in sight. While analysts say government forces and Tigrayan rebels remain far from a compromise, many remain vulnerable to starvation, disease and dangers of a protracted conflict. Laura Bowden-Manley, Al Jazeera.